You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
And we review beers, we review snacks. Today's lineup is from a brewery based out of Niagara Falls, Ontario. They are Counterpart Brewing.
Woo!
We featured them before.
And they are good.
I've drank that.
They are good, yes. Yeah. And we've got four beers lined up of their
fantastic
beers.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So they look like they're good, and Robin will be happy because I personally made sure they were beers that he would probably like. So you can quit your bitching right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we're going to get to our first beer in a moment here.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Now that I kind of gave away somewhat what the type of beer would be, what do you think the first beer is?
It's got to be a stout.
No.
Porter.
It's going to be a double.
Let's look at the, just look at this. And tell me.
It's a blue whale.
I'm showing him the can.
Yeah, it is a blue whale.
It's a blue whale. Yeah.
IPA.
Yeah, double IPA.
Double IPA.
Okay, so this one is called Flow It Up. And the label, yes, it's a blue whale with, I don't know what's inside it or what the design is on it. What would you say?
Steampunk.
Yeah, steampunk whale. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
is that like an octopus? Like octopus tentacle? Oh no!
No, it's not. That's
like,
the face
it's like
of
a
the
digital whale or
metallic.
It almost looks like a squid head, rivets, but it's a thing. It's
rivets. And I have no idea.
It's like a steampunk robotic whale in blue. The pretty label cool. Is like pink and kind of like a turquoise color.
Mechanized.
And it says float up on the side. You spin around the bottom. You got the double IPA, and it's got some hops in there. It's a collaboration with Fifth Frame Brewing. I believe they're in the States.
Never had.
I think so. And yeah.
And yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Cool. A 360 label.
360 yeah. label. Looks cool.
Yeah, definitely does. It's got a little like purpose wear on the label too. So like that little corner, it kind of looks like a scratch, but
when
that's
I
part
was
of the label.
Before, I did a project on the blue whale.
Oh.
So that one really strikes home for me.
So what are you going to rate the label? What are you going to rate it?
So, the number is?
I'll give it an 8.5.
An 8.5, okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
It's hitting home for Robin right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a moment to just, you know, take it in?
I don't remember the project that well, but my booklet got put up on the wall.
You can keep the can if you like.
Yeah, you can if you want.
It's a 7.
Or we'll just give you like 7?
Yeah.
I give it a 7.5.
7.5.
Good. It's a nice blue whale.
It is.
It's better than the one I drew.
Well, yeah, this one definitely looks a little more pro, but you know.
Hey, mine was pretty good. I was in grade 4. If I can find a picture, I'll bring it.
All right.
Okay. I'll hold it up for everybody. Show and tell.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
If you can find it.
You know what? Now he's volunteered it, so you have no choice now.
In
it's
fact,
over.
I remember what I drew. I could probably recreate it.
It'd come out the same, right?
You remember from memory.
It'd come out exactly the same.
All right, so this guy, in case you're wondering, is 8.5%.
Wow.
And it's a hazy yellowish orange color.
Okay, not so much for me.
In case anyone's wondering.
Not so much for me.
Okay, so then I'll take that one. Whiner. I got to give you less. There, you happy with that?
Yeah, that's good.
It's like the smallest sample you can get.
Good.
I think even when you go to a bar and they give you a sample of beer, it's more than what I just gave you.
And
so,
again, if it's just a sample, you can just take a swig and you don't have to drink the rest, even if you don't.
Yeah, I just didn't want to waste it. I don't know you guys like this stuff.
Like this stuff.
As you're like waiting for the other beer that you like.
Yes, we do like IPAs.
All right, yeah, we do. Nice and citrusy. Very, very citrusy. I get like...
Oh, brutal.
I get...
It smells like skunk weed. For those of you who love that.
I get citrus like grapefruit. I can get a little bit of tropical notes in there too. Maybe a little bit of mango.
This tastes.
This smells
amazing.
Yeah, it smells really good. I think it's going to be very tasty.
I think some of my bad breath is coming into play here. Hold on.
It will after this one.
I'm not going to say what your bad breath is because I don't want to.
Dragon.
Dragon breath, okay. Similar to how it smells, it's. Ooh, you get a little tingle in the jaw there, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Robin's really nice not into it. It's,
like,
yeah, it's very
chewing
nice.
Chewing on weed? Or hops, is what you say.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, you're cut. The
no reading for you.
It's very, very bright, very citrusy. It's got, like, those tropical notes, but it almost feels like it dies out and then hits you again right at the end. Like, you get a little bit of a...
And that's like
a little punch. Yeah.
Not too
bad at all.
Aftertaste.
It's very tasty.
Not too much of an aftertaste.
No, it's actually pretty smooth.
Very happy about the non-aftertaste thing.
And I don't know what you mean by the weed, because I don't taste that at all.
There is no weed in this. So, there's no terpenes.
You could be sensitive to it. No, there's no terpenes in this
hops,
one.
So it's the hops.
Yeah.
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 But I'm liking this one.
Give it an 8.
Yeah, I was going to give the same. I'm enjoying it.
Yep.
What do you think, Robin? For a double IPA, it's not your thing, what do you think?
Yeah, 7.5.
7.5? Okay.
It's on the low end, but it tastes good. I'm sure anybody who likes IPAs would love this.
Well, 7.5 is still a good rating, because that's a good rating. It's not like it's a shitty beer.
Yeah, it's got a fresh taste to it, everything else. I just really don't like that hop or terpene or whatever.
Hop. You just don't like hop. the hoppy beer.
Yeah.
That's it.
You prefer the malty beers.
Yeah.
You know. But you've got to go through the process.
With IPAs being very hop forward, that's why you're not a big fan. I stopped
drinking beer, and it was you guys that said, what about this one? No, I'm not going to like it. No, I'm not, like I said before.
But again, onesie twosies of beers that most people can never try in their life, and for us, it's a bargain.
Yep.
We get to try different beers every single time we have beer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
It's fun.
There's never something the same.
I highly recommend. Like, I totally recommend. People have no clue.
Every beer that we have is always different.
Yeah.
Period. There is no same. There's only maybe a doubles, maybe a triple of something because there's extra people.
Some people might argue because they're like, well, yeah, but with this one beer, they don't make it. I mean, some of the beers they do make, you know, they make them seasonally or annually or whatever. But the idea is, you're trying so many different beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know.
And once you go through, I would say at least 30, maybe 40 different types, you'll probably just be as good as us at rating beers.
Yeah, better than Robin is with the IPAs.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I don't know about that.
Definitely. I agree.
But, okay.
No problems with that. I'll agree.
I'm going to get to the snack here that I know you're going to like. One, we've got two snacks from two different countries. Excuse me. This one is from...
where are we going?
The tariff-laden United States.
USA.
This one is Combos, because we don't have them here.
Gotcha.
Or we haven't had them in a long time.
Long time, yeah.
These are cheddar cheese with a baked pretzel, so it's a...
Wow.
Yep. It's filling made with real cheese.
Exactly how I remember it.
Yeah, so you got the little round pretzels, and you got the stuffing of the cheese in there.
This is bad news.
Typical Combos, you got the white background, you got the red Combos in red, says stuffed snacks, cheddar cheese on it. It's a big pretzel and says natural flavor, which kind of worries me because that can mean anything.
It's impossible.
It's but hey, whatever. It's a snack. You're eating it it's a snack.
Salt.
Background just says, how do you stuff so much real cheddar flavor in every oven-baked pretzel?
Probably dehydrate it and like refine it.
Very forcefully?
Yes, exactly. Very forcefully.
Oh, perfect.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you just read the label.
No, not at all.
No.
I didn't read it.
No, definitely not. And this doesn't sound sarcastic in any way either.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because I don't know what sarcasm is. All right. Yeah. So let's rate this package here. Like I said, you know what you're getting. It's Combos. It tells you everything. It's got the picture of the actual Combos on the bottom. It's got some shredded cheddar cheese and a block in the background. I give this a 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5 is a good number.
Bro, they didn't change that package since 1970.
They didn't have to.
When they first came out.
They didn't need to.
They sell.
Yeah, so it's like a natural 7.
7, okay. Yeah, well, so we're all kind of the same boat.
It reminds me of exactly what it was.
And I'm guaranteeing it's going to taste exactly how I remember.
Yeah, it should.
And these things had peanut butter. Like if you saw
that commercial.
They had peanut butter in it once.
The peanut butter ones are the best ones.
Yeah, the peanut butter ones, cheese, and there's other ones.
Yeah, those Kirkland peanut butter pretzels are the best.
Spicy, I think they were spicy or something we used to have.
Totally eating two. I'm cheating.
Well, look, two fell out for Rob too.
Sure.
As well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with these.
No.
Definitely addictive.
Mm-hmm.
Decent sized bag, but I could probably eat the whole bag in one sitting, which is scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like bad. Popcorn. It's like eating popcorn.
Bad
it doesn't
bears.
Disappear, though.
The nutritional info is 6 servings out of that bag. So that's probably equivalent to like maybe 10 Combos each.
Fuck.
For like a week's worth of sodium?
Yeah.
What we just had, right?
No.
Excuse me, still chewing that one. Yeah. They're awesome. They're addictive. They're obviously not that great for you, but who gives a shit? Because that's why you're eating them, because they taste good. Wow,
you're drinking beer.
Yes, exactly.
You might as well. Fumbles.
You got to have something with the beer.
It's perfect.
I'm giving these 8.5.
Yeah. 9.
8.75.
Ooh, it goes right in the middle. Look at you.
Very nice.
With a tariff, does that bring it to a 9 or does it keep it at 8.75?
No, that would drop it down to, because we'd have to pay.
You got to pay more, that's why, but the rating would go up, right?
Well, it depends if you're sending it over there.
True. Okay, we'll stick with 8.75 then.
8.75. There we go. Thank God. So what's up next, Danny? Where are we going to now?
Which territory are we venturing into?
Is it a triple IP this time?
No.
Shit, are we going straight into stouts? No, probably like an amber, maybe something like a porter?
This, excuse me.
Cats and the cat.
I'm not even sure about this one.
And he's ready to smack somebody.
This one is part of the Roller Series.
Nice.
It's they do some chocolate bar versions of these. This is an oatmeal stout with cacao, coconut, and almond, vanilla, and lactose. So it's basically mimicking an Almond Joy.
Wow.
And you got the dice in the background. It's a blue label with the dice, excuse me. It says Roller in the Almond Joy font. So it's basically like a bubbly brown letter. And it's got the white border.
The dice
in the background are white as well. And yeah, that's about it. It says in the back, Counterpart Brewing. It says Almond Joy on the back as well.
This is going to be good.
I mean, all of them are very similar, all the Roller labels. Yeah. There's different colors and stuff. This one's kind of cool because I like the font. Yeah, I give it an 8.
8. This is going to be good.
8.5.
8.5.
It goes all the way around.
360. Yep.
It's a nice blue.
It's like a royal blue, right? So it's like like the Almond Joy or the Mountain. No, it was Mountain's Red. Yeah, so Almond Joy is blue. My bad. Yeah, so it's the same colors as the Almond Joy label or wrapper.
Great.
All right. Speaking of Almond Joy, it's been a while.
What was the percentage again?
This one is 6%.
Oh, okay. It's a good one to start off with.
For stouts, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, Robin, do I have to pour like a little one for you, or do you want a lot there, big guy?
Oh, this is it right here.
Oh, that's it right here. Yeah, I like it half full.
I'll take care of it.
I'm literally just making fun of you just for fun, but yeah.
Yeah. This looks like fun.
Oh, this is gonna be nice. I'm thinking this is gonna be a little bit lighter than what I was thinking, but
it smells good. It smells like a Coca-Cola.
Smells like Coca-Cola?
A little bit.
Really?
You could say that, yeah.
Yeah. With the caramel, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Oatmeal.
Mm. It is an oatmeal stout. Cheers.
Boys.
I can smell the vanilla, too.
Tastes like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it's really good. It's got very Coke-like flavor. I think the combos too are kind of like accentuating, they might be altering the flavor.
That might be the oatmeal,
because I'm getting a little bit of vanilla, but it's got like almost like a Coke type flavor too, which is weird.
Very weird. Really good though for a light.
It's not bad for a stout. No, not at all.
No. This is different. Taste? No, it's great for 6%. Damn.
Anybody who likes Coke, go grab one.
This is an 8, guys. That's for sure. The label is good. This is really good.
You're going with an 8?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're going to go 7.5.
Okay. 7.5 is a good number as well.
Yeah, exactly. Still good. 8.5.
8.5.
Jeez, I wonder why.
It almost reminds me of a little bit of like a, I hate to say this, but almost
biased.
Like a...
What's that? Sorry.
Like a rum and Coke.
Okay.
Because there's a little bit of alcohol in there.
Sure.
It's
like you're almost mixing two things
in one. I think the cheese gave it like a spice to it, because I got like almost like a spicy kind of flavor, like almost like a bite, right? Like like a Barks Root Beer type idea.
Really good though.
Wow. Yeah, very tasty though. Okay. So 7.5.
It's definitely a refreshing lunch beer.
You said 8.5?
8.5, yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
Okay, yeah, not too bad. Definitely a lunch beer.
Not that I would drink at lunch, but...
A lunch beer.
I can't.
I had a beer today at lunch.
Did you?
But I was at a bar, so really at the end of the day, I had to.
That's the best.
No shot for me, man.
No.
It was for like a work thing. So we all went out for lunch. And
Yeah.
I remember that back in the day when I had a job that I could do that.
You get there and the place is known for beer and they got like beer all over the wall. And you're like, okay, yeah, give me a beer, right? Like, when am I going to say no? I got to do it.
Which beer? Give me the 13 and a half, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll just have one.
That was it was pretty good. Okay, we're going to move on to our next snack, I guess.
Next snack or next beer?
Oh, actually, yeah, we're going to do another beer because we only have two snacks.
That's correct.
I'll take it back, right?
So it's perfect timing, Dan. We can bring up the next beers. We can have these other beers sitting here. We can go back and forth. You know, it's perfect.
Or you can just inhale the beer like you did.
What do we got the next beers on?
Well, they're two flavors of the same type of beer. But these are the big beers.
The big beer. The Beasts and Gods.
Yes, this one's called Beasts and Gods. It's got a blue background and sketches of wolves in the background.
Oh, yeah.
That do not... They look like they're eating something. Can't tell what it is. But they're eating? Definitely... Yeah, it looks like...
It looks like they're tied up.
Then. 7.5.
Or they were maybe, chained up. Maybe, it looks like they were chained up or something and they're...
Oh, yeah. They're chained up. Chains. Yeah, those are locks. Yeah, my bad. Those chained up. Yeah, because I can see like it's in their mouth too. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah, it was the chains they're biting through.
Yeah, so that's really they're biting through. Yeah, that's what it is. So they're biting through their chains. At least the ones on the top. The ones at the bottom. Sorry, the ones on top don't have anything. They're probably just happy because they got through it all.
Two chains or one?
I don't know. It's on their foot.
I'm not sure if they're the wrapper two chains, but this is a...
Anyways,
this is a collaboration with Mortalis Brewing.
Where the hell are these people at?
I believe Mortalis is based out of the States as well.
Mortalis.
Sounds cool. Yes.
Sounds pretty cool.
This is a...
Mortalis.
I don't know. Mortalis sounds better.
Mortalis?
I don't know. Mortalis. I call it Mortalis. Like, whatever, man.
Mortal Kombat.
Tomato, tomato.
Mortalis.
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 Is mortal...
Mortal
is eyes.
Mortal eyes.
Mortal eyes.
Is.
Somebody correct us.
Let's spend more time figuring out this very simple word.
Anyway, the label by itself is a 7.
Yeah, I would say
7.2.
I kind of like the wolves in the background, though. I'm going to give the label 7.5.
Just because you got it all wrong. Yeah, 7.2 for sure.
I blurted out 7.5.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. My bad. So this one is a blueberry. It's made with blueberry granola. So it's an imperial stout with. Dry blueberries, raw coconut, toasted coconut, maple granola, cinnamon, and Ugandan vanilla. Anyone want to guess what the percentage is?
7.5.
I said these are the big guys, dude. Come on, man.
Oh, we're talking about big hitters. That's what 9.5. You're talking about. No, these are probably like at least a 10.
11.9.
Heavy.
So we got two of them. This is the first version of Beasts of Gods, or Beasts and Gods.
This is a stout?
This is a stout, yes. An imperial stout.
It doesn't say anywhere. Like nowhere.
It just says Beasts and Gods. So you know.
It says imperial stout right there.
In the smallest fine print.
Yeah, the really small lettering that you got to read.
Side effects may include.
What's that? Side effects may include...
blueberry granola.
Yeah, that's what the side effects are. Blueberry granola.
No, I'm saying that's what it's going to taste like.
Should be.
Blueberry...
Mixed in a stout.
With granola. In a stout. I think that's going to be good. Blueberry.
Altered perception. There's probably already a beer called that.
If there isn't.
These people are creative as hell. That's for sure. When they come up with these designs as well as the names.
Oh, we were just talking about the one that came out a little while ago. I think I mentioned it to you, but I'm not going to tell you because we're going to feature it on the podcast. So, but the name was really cool, so that's why I got it.
Uh-oh. The next one, you mean?
No. Just even like beers in the past. Like, remember that it was an orange Christmas beer, orange flavored, and it was called Walkin', like Christopher Walkin', walking around the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And the graphic on it was fantastic.
It was
amazing.
Correctly?
Yep.
This smells
like Christopher Walkin' correctly, though. Christopher Walken.
Walk.
That's his last name.
It was Watkin.
No, dude. Walken. Christopher Walken.
He's walking in.
But it's E-N. He's
not related to Stephen King.
What's that?
Not related to Stephen King.
No. Okay, what do you guys smell?
I don't even know.
Let's deviate from this conversation. Yeah, I'm smelling...
It smells great.
I'm smelling kind of like a berry, a little bit. I could probably get hints of coffee in there, too, probably because it's a stout.
Yeah, like berries.
Yeah, definitely berries.
Sure. If you say berries, guys, I want to really taste this one. This one looks like it's going to be a kick-ass beer.
11.
This one is a kick-ass beer.
Wow, that went down like amazing.
It's very sweet. Wow.
Yeah.
You definitely get kind of the blueberry mixed with the with like, you know, the regular stout, where you get kind of like that malt coffee kind of flavor.
That was crazy.
I would pour this into a cognac glass.
Yeah, this is like, this is real, but it finishes super sweet.
Smooth.
Like, it's still sweet on my tongue. Very smooth. I wouldn't guess this was 11%. It's got a lot of flavor to it, though.
Definitely share this beer.
Sorry, you said we had 4 beers, right?
Yep.
Oh, shit. This is going to be a tough one to finish.
It might be, but this one's really good. I'm going to have no problems finishing it. I do get a little bit of cinnamon and vanilla at the end, though.
Yeah, you do taste that. I think after the second or third taste of it, you get some kind of finishing.
Like an after.
Like a finishing.
Yeah, finish. Okay. Yeah.
It's nice, almost a like nice a syrupy finish. Kind of sweet flavor, but like the syrupy, like a vanilla syrup. And I get like a little bit of cinnamon.
It's not totally sure.
I don't really taste the coconut, though, or the granola, but I do taste the blueberry, the vanilla, and the cinnamon for sure.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
For this beer to be out there like this, I give this thing actually a pretty good rating, but I would say an 8, because this was nothing I would have expected from a beer.
I'm giving this a 9. I'm really enjoying this.
I'm going to echo that sentiment and give it a 9 as well.
Yeah, it's very, very tasty.
That sentiment. Very good word.
Yeah, it's like super tasty.
Oh, damn.
We've got some noise in the background there.
We do.
That's the fridge.
Noise is gone.
It is.
Thank God. All right.
So what's next?
We're going to move on to our snack.
Yes, we are. Oh, we can move this along and go on to the newer snack.
So this one is from Australia.
Rules.
Because Australia is not under. Disappointed and they rule. And props to you guys. And thank you again for listening.
The kangaroos, guys. Hey, guys, Australians.
Yeah, this one's called Ruse. It's plant-based. It's plant-based, all-natural, soft licorice.
I'm going to scan it later.
Yeah, you can scan whatever the hell you want.
Guys.
It's probably a good thing.
I don't do licorice.
It's mixed berry flavor.
Oh, shit.
It's made with real licorice root extract.
Peanut-free?
Doesn't say.
I'll try.
Yes, it does.
Where?
Right there. What? Above the 120 gram.
Oh, in the corner. My bad. I wasn't looking. I have it tilted the other way. I'm looking over here.
Peanut free, guys. Get excited.
No added gelatin, low fat, and batch made.
It's got to be healthy.
Licorice.
And yeah, made in Australia. The package is essentially almost like a pale yellow in the background. It's got some bunch of like silvery kind of reflective stripes. It says Ruse, which is almost like a banner, and it's lowercase in white writing. And then around that, it's almost like a circle. It says all natural soft licorice. And then the French, I guess that's the French version of it. And then, yeah, I got the back with the awesome ingredients that don't look terrible, but the first ingredient is sugar, so it's not going to be good for you, obviously. But it's licorice. What do you expect? I'm giving this a 7 for label-wise.
Yeah.
It's pretty clean, but it doesn't really...
First time seeing it, not even sure what the hell it is. 7.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Like, it looks like...
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not terrible. It just doesn't stand out.
They should have made the licorice a little bit bigger and, you know, shown what it is rather than the ruse, because truthfully, the ruse don't mean anything.
So if I walked by and I looked, I would have thought that's a chocolate nibs sort of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
As I walked by, so I'm,
but
like,
no.
It's deceivingly
That's not like, it doesn't look like licorice.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
So it's interesting. So you would pick it up.
So what's the number on this?
Yeah, so what's your rating?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Because it kind of screams like it's healthy of some sort, so I would pick it up and look.
Because, yes, Robin's all about healthy snacks.
Correct. Is it?
That's why we're eating combos.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out later, right? When we're scanning all the stuff?
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah, if you want to know what the scan outs come to, send Dan a message. And Dan will
ask Robin. And then
Robin's
going to tell.
Oh, my God. I smell a lot of berry by opening this. Smells actually really good.
Okay.
And like they're very big. Jesus.
You don't like the anise taste?
Wow, licorice? These things are human.
No, it doesn't smell like licorice, though. It smells very berry flavored. Yeah, they're really big. They're like...
Holy smoke. That's
if anybody knows like what nibs are, they're about maybe a nib and a half in terms of length, and width-wise, it's twice the thickness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the inside's got something. What's the inside? Is it a filling? Oh, no, it's just a... No. Okay, it looked like it was filling or something.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Tastes like a fruit roll-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Very fruity, yeah.
But fucking big, you guys.
It doesn't taste too sugary. This goes really well with this. Great pairing.
Thank you. That one was planned. The combo as well. I mean, not much you can do because of combos.
Super good pairing.
Is really good. Very tasty. I mean,
not expecting this is licorice.
No, because I'm usually licorice being smaller. What's that?
No, but other than Twizzlers, if you actually had licorice, most of the time, most people don't like it. And I don't like licorice.
But you're good with
Twizzlers
this?
Twizzlers are cool. This is like a Twizzlers. Mm-hmm. This is not like straight up licorice.
No.
Right?
No.
If this was a straight up licorice, then it'd be a different story. But this is more like a Twizzler.
And yeah, definitely, really nice. Definitely pairs well with the beer. It's bringing out, you get more berry flavor in the beer. Yeah.
Wow. Fuck. That's more than enough berry.
Did you do that on purpose?
Wow.
Or yeah. You just sort of randomly?
Wow.
No, when I was setting it up, like I...
Berry. Oh, okay. I'll put berries.
Berry beer, berry licorice. I'm like, let's do it in a row.
Wow. This is probably the best pairing you've ever had, Dan.
Really? The last pairing you said was the best pairing I ever had.
That was with the chocolate, right?
This is an unexpected pairing, and this damn licorice. Very unexpected, and this damn blue granola.
Right, but did somebody say chocolate at all with this, or no? Like, no chocolate.
No chocolate.
That's just what I saw with the label.
That's because it's dark, right? It doesn't look as... This is more like a dark purple, but on the label looks like a purple-black color.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives off that brown kind of look.
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to it, but it actually tastes pretty good. I'm hoping it's healthy.
Wow. This gets an 8.5 for me.
I think it is the berries that are going very well together.
Yeah. Yeah, this gets an 8.5.
I give this a 9.
Wow. All right.
I'll give it an 8. I want to see how it turns out with the... Is it... Is
but
it
don't
really?
Don't base it on the health. Base it on the taste. Was it? Do you give it an 8 because of the taste, or would you give it a 9 because of the taste?
I give it an 8 because of the taste. Because if you were to grab like a fruit roll up, it's way sweeter than this. This isn't that sweet.
No. Plus,
so
this
then somebody would really like a fruit roll up more than this. But if you wanted something that kind of didn't feel as sugary, this would be it.
To be honest,
and I think one
I don't
of
think
those
it would
little,
matter.
One of those little pieces. Suffices.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 3 bites. Like, I mean, you have a couple of them, you're good.
Damn. You don't really have to have a lot. This bag on a drive. The combo's dangerous. Like,
yeah,
that's
it.
That would be finish the job.
That's designed to screw you.
Yeah, these ones are...
These are like...
They're good. Perfect size. Like, I mean,
they're
bigger than
I
anticipated, though.
Your fingers are going to be sticky.
Oh, well, that's what she said, too. So, what are you going to do, right?
No, they're not sticky.
So, I heard this... I don't know if you guys want to try this, but I heard this. So, you take a bag of Doritos, you dump ground beef in it, and then cheese, and then you close the bag, mix it, and you have your own bag of nacho, like...
Or you pour them out.
Hot ground beef.
And you put some meat and cheese on
it. That's what I said. That's what I said, but it was told to me that... No,
all the nachos are
going to...
All the nachos are going to fucking break.
The plastic bag with the really hot meat.
Yeah, so
you get like you get a mix of cheese, meat, and Doritos with, you know, whatever BPA or, you know, kind of things leaching into your thing.
You guys want to try it?
No, I'm good, thanks.
No? All right.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Rob's like, hell
I'm
yeah,
down
man.
For
sign
like,
me up.
Which Doritos do you want to try? Shit, we'll try like 3 different types of Doritos. We'll fill one bag, another bag, another
ground
bag, and we'll
beef,
try them all. Yeah.
Some cheese.
Throw ground beef in one bag, another bag, another bag, shake them up and try them all.
I'll have one Dorito, because those are my weakness and I cannot eat too many of them, especially now.
One Dorito.
I can down a bag.
Doritos are the worst,
even
bro.
Blinking.
Yeah, they are.
Doritos are...
They don't have one bad flavor. That's why they're the worst.
No, those fuckers come out with the best shit.
They do.
Jalapeno are still my favorite. The sweet chili.
Sweet chili, Cool Ranch, and barbecue.
Cool Ranch. I haven't had
Cool
Ranch
in forever. I used to not go into the gas station because I couldn't walk by without having a bag in my hand. And like, I would almost open it before I paid for it.
I don't think anybody on this earth has... They all have to know what Doritos are.
Oh yeah,
a version of a
Dorito. The Doritos are dangerous.
They're dangerous.
Should come with a warning label.
Yeah, they should. But guess what? They make so much money that they can just be like, shove it right in the corner. Sugar.
Yep. Okay, let's move on to this beer.
Oh shit, another Beast and Gods, yeah, guys.
Beast and Gods.
Another
so
reversion
in,
of it.
So this variation one is it's a red background. Label wise, it is in gold lettering. Says Beast and Gods. It has the same graphic with the wolves chewing on their restraints, their chains, and
same graphic, guys, just in red.
Wolves will eat their young, won't they?
No.
They will not?
No.
They're hungry?
No.
They may eat others, but not their own.
No, they won't eat their own. No,
no, they won't eat their own.
It's like a dog. It won't do that.
No.
Dogs will eat anything. Yes, they will.
Well, unless they're feral.
Correct us if we're wrong.
I don't know. Correct us if we're wrong.
Okay. Yeah, so
okay,
back,
we're not
back
talking
to
about dogs
one.
No more.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's yeah, I know, but I don't want to think about a dog eating a dog. I'd rather just drink a beer.
So, Dan, this time on the label, I think they should get a 9 because it's red.
You can see the graphic more.
It's like better.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can see it more. The wolves are actually more pronounced. Like, I can actually make things out a lot easier than
even the scratches at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think those were intended.
No, that's part of the label.
That's part of the label.
It was on the
you can't feel it. It's part of the label.
It's part of the label.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I
said maybe that when it went.
You can feel it, dude. It feels exactly like the label. There's no difference.
Here, let's make them happy. Feel it? Yeah, you can hold the can, you know. There we go.
The label, the thing got scratched off. Look, I can scratch it off too.
See now?
See?
Okay. Well, now you ruined it.
I'm right. They're wrong.
Okay. Now you ruined it.
See?
Uh-oh.
Well, that one feels different than that
Robin
one.
Robin is right. Dan doesn't know what he's talking
about. Okay. Apparently not. I don't know. I thought it looked cool.
I thought Dan was the pro, but.
Hey, whatever. I thought it looked cool.
When Robin's around, he knows labels better.
Apparently, yeah. He's a label master.
Anyway, Beast and Gods.
It goes all the way around.
Let's get this on the go.
Label guys. Ninja. There we go. Label okay, ninja. So the back is it's an almond coffee imperial stout with espresso roast coffee, roasted almonds, marshmallow, Madagascar vanilla beans.
Jeez Louise.
This is going to be hardcore.
Wow.
Again, 11.5?
11.9.
11.9. Holy crap.
Mortalis, wow. Mortalis, whatever you want to call it. That's their collaboration. If you are in the States and we're mispronouncing the name, we do apologize because I guarantee you they're probably a fantastic brewery.
Mortalis.
How about Mort Alice?
Mort Alice.
You know, Mort Alice?
Mort. Mort. Alice. You know Mort?
Mort Alice.
Anyway,
Mort.
Guys, 8 Alice. On the designs?
Yeah, we gave 8 on the last one, I think. I'm going to give this one maybe 8.5 because you can make it out more. It's a lot clearer.
I don't think I gave it an 8.
I'm going to have to put in the highest at 8.75.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's pour this out.
I think that's the beer talking because I don't know if I would have given it that. Without,
yeah, you're drunk. 11. It's all good.
Yeah.
Meh. We're only drinking 11.9 beers.
Drink a bunch of water.
That's going to only help.
Well, you know, we'll finish these beers afterwards and we won't have any more, so we're good.
I think this will last us quite
this
a while.
This one's high too?
No, this one's
2.5.
This one's, yeah, it's 3.5%.
Yeah, give me a little bit less. A little bit less.
Too late.
No, there's still one glass you can pour me less with.
You can drink this one, just don't drink any more after.
3.2%.
Oh, I gotta pour my own beer. Duh.
Pour mine less. Right there.
Danny's just, sometimes Danny.
It's the same.
Sometimes Danny's just, I don't know.
Being difficult.
Yes.
Difficult Dan.
DD all day.
DD all day. Well, hey, man, you know what?
Thank you.
Sure.
You don't have to drink it all if you don't want to, right? So that's,
no, that's the problem.
Out,
I want to.
We can pour it out,
I already
guys.
No, like, would you say marshmallow?
Oh, this
might,
sell,
might as well say, yeah, like, you definitely get coffee.
Unicorn something from Starbucks, right? For most
this,
people.
This is going to be the best beer.
I get some. I get a sweet.
I haven't even smelled it.
Yeah. I get a sweet aftertaste there. It's probably from the aftertaste smell. So that's probably from the marshmallow.
Belly. Oh yeah,
this
I do. I don't know, man. I like the smell of the other one more, though.
No,
this still is. I haven't tried it yet, but I can already tell.
I don't almond think it is more available anymore.
Brutal.
I don't almond know. Coffee. I bought it, and we're drinking it. That's pretty much what it comes down to. You can sorry always go online and check out Counterpart Brewing online. They always put up beers. These ones in particular, I believe, may have sold out though. So
right, yeah, but these come special from the States, like Buffalo.
No,
or
no, this is from Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Niagara Falls, Ontario. Okay, so you're good.
Collaboration. Those guys probably came up like, yo, oh, we're going to drop this,
no
do
tariff,
this, do
no
this,
tariff,
boom, boom, boom.
They
boom
said it exactly like that too. Yo, shit, man. You're like fucking, you're like a psychic.
I know exactly what they
ESPN
said.
ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN. Damn, he's got ESPN for sure.
Almond coffee
definitely
was done properly. Cheers.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers to the coffee.
What episode is this?
4,000. Okay, so
2,252,160.
I think so. I don't know offhand. So this one, it's got coffee on it. In it, sorry, I can taste it. Maybe a little bit of the almond I'm tasting, and I get like a finish of a sweet finish, which is could be from the marshmallow, but it's not caramel? Overly sweet.
Well, that's marshmallow. That's marshmallow.
Yeah. It's not overly sweet though. So definitely tastier.
No, aftertaste.
I do like the other one. I think a little bit more though.
No, I like this one more.
This is very, very good too. Though.
I think the Madagascar vanilla bean is fucking this up right now. I think it's like out there in the reaches right now, and that's the thing that's messing me up. But I would say that this is better than the last one, even though the last one was very unexpected. This is more unexpected.
Taking into account,
I get a little bit.
We have like Twizzler. We have.
Yeah, I get a little bit of a second sip. I'm getting a little bit of vanilla aftertaste too. This is still very good. You know what the difference is? If you want a sweet stout, you would go for that one. If you don't want it as sweet, you would go with this one.
That's a little bit bolder, correct?
Maybe because of the coffee, it's about it. Yeah. But that's got the sweetness and the berries. That's pretty bold, too.
I would argue this one's a little bit more stout.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more like a stout.
That one is not.
That one is
a little bit. That's a pastry, more of a pastry stout. This is, even though this could be classified as a pastry stout, it seems more like a more traditional with, you know, some flavoring, but not to the same degree. So it all depends on what you want or what you like. But yeah, I do like that other one. This one I still do enjoy. I'm going to give this one... I give that one a 9. I'm going to... I'll rate it the same. I'll give it a 9 too, because it's still a very good stout.
It's an 8.5, guys.
No, it's a 9.
Oh, it is? It is? It's a 9? I'll give it a 9, guys. I'll switch my answer. It's a 9.
So okay. There we go. We got 9s across the board.
It is good.
Do you feel good, Rob? Do you feel better that you rated it as a 9? Like, you change your rating?
Nah, not really. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is better than the last beer.
Do you feel like talking about it for 4 hours?
Not to you.
Okay. Well, at least I tried.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening in like usual. You sound like usual.
Beaker for a second there, man. Beaker from the Muppets.
Beaker's like complaining.
Yeah. But nonetheless, yes. So these beers, like I said, they do rotate from time to time. They may not always be in stock. If you are in the Ontario area and you want to look for it, you can always look them up online. You can order them. They do deliver. Again, if they don't have this beer, they're going to have some other awesome beer in stock. So just do it and don't question it. That's all I got to say there.
Send Dan a message.
Send me a message too. And sure, why not?
Recommend what's current.
I can do that as well. Maybe I can, you know, pay you a compliment too. I don't know. But nonetheless, I do want to thank you guys for listening. You guys have been awesome. And we enjoy doing this, so we'll catch you on our next episode. So I'm going to wish you guys a happy drinking. And again, have a good day, good night, whatever time it is that you are drinking your beer. And if you're not drinking beer, what the hell? Drink a goddamn beer. Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
Catch you on the flip side.
Drive safe.